3. There was something terribly wrong about growing up in a family of secrets. Chuck had never understood why his parents never talked to each other or to him, why strange men in suits questioned his friends, or why they had to move every year or so. It seemed that every time he started to make new friends in a new town, they packed up and left. Maybe it was his fault. Children drew the straightest lines between cause and effect, so Chuck concluded that by making friends, he doomed the family to another move. He started to withdraw after that twisted epiphany, hoping that would enable them to stay in one place for a while. It never worked, but it was, apparently, a perfect recipe for a solitary existence, because he'd been a failure at relationships all his life, and very nearly friendless. Ironically, the death of his father had led him to Wally, a man with an almost identical childhood, sharing a history so similar to Chuck's they might have been siblings. Even though he had yet to meet the man face to face, they'd made a strong connection in the past few weeks through their internet exchanges and phone calls. And then today, along came Lydia. Another connection. Chuck felt like he was acquiring a family one person at a time. He'd been a little disappointed that she hadn't wanted to meet with him and Wally tonight, but he understood what it was like to come off 10 days on the road. He'd done plenty of business traveling before he'd retired. At least she'd agreed to a cup of coffee at the airport before they went their separate ways. He'd never been to Minneapolis before today, but it seemed almost magical as he drove through downtown to his hotel. Christmas lights sparkled gaily from the street lamps, and garlands seemed to be looped everywhere, trumpeting the festive season. Shining store windows proudly displayed their holiday swag, and cheerful people bundled up in their winter clothing strolled the streets as if they didn't have a care in the world. There was even a pristine dusting of fresh snow to complete the Christmas card feel, and more snow was sifting lightly down from the darkening sky. But after his day so far, Chuck felt a deeper magic drawing him to this city like an unseen magnet. First, he'd found Wally here, then the unbelievably serendipitous meeting with Lydia. It was like the cogs of fortune had finally caught, telling him there was a more important...